Lorianne Bird with the Center for Biological Diversity says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service only offers limited protection for the Grahams and White River beard tongues. She's convinced that the only move that can save the flowers from disappearing entirely is to list them under the Endangered Species Act.
The Endangered Species Act is 99% effective at preventing extinction, but a species must be listed under the Act in order for the Act's protections to work. And these species have been sitting on the list awaiting protection, in one case for almost 4 decades, and in the other case for 3 decades, and during that time they've become more and more in peril.
Bird adds that the beard tongues are found only in oil shale outcroppings in northeastern Utah's Uinta Basin and an area of northwestern Colorado. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently released its draft conservation plan to protect the wildflowers, but Bird sees it as a major problem that the plan would end the protections after 15 years. An ESA listing lasts until the species population is restored. Bird thinks the wildflowers' habitat can be protected while also allowing for oil and gas development in the region.
Listing would not preclude economic activity, would not preclude oil and gas drilling. It would just mean that Fish and Wildlife would have to take a look at the activity if a federal agency has to permit it and determine whether there might be impacts to the species. And if there might be impacts to these wildflowers, then they would have to determine how to minimize the impacts.
She says that oil and gas development and animals grazing are among the factors that have led to the decline of the Grahams and White River beard tongues. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.